Hi, welcome to the Teen Tween Girls Podcast. I'm Bea.
And I'm E. In this podcast, we will be talking about the video games Roblox, Among Us, and Animal Crossings. These games are very addicting, and we'll just get into it.
So, I'm going to talk about Roblox.
And I'll talk about, we'll both talk about Among Us, and I'll talk about Animal Crossings, because she doesn't play it, but I play it.
Yeah, so Roblox, and I'm talking about Roblox right now, because she barely plays it, so.
Yeah.
So, Roblox is very addicting. Because,
there's so many games.
There's so many games.
Yeah.
That, like if you play, like, an obby or something like that. And then, like, you want to play another obby.
Yeah.
Like, it just keeps going. Stringing you along.
Yeah, it's like, and you finish an obby and then it tells you you can go to the second one. It's like, seriously, you're dragging, in, like, people into it.
Yeah, and there's some games that are just, like, why are you playing?
I know, like,
because some games people like and they're just like really odd and like not good for you because yeah. They're like really weird.
So Roblox is very addicting, and if I were you, I would play two games at least in a day and then set a timer for like who knows how many hours. It'd take maybe like a half an hour to get two obbies or something done. But I play Bloxburg if I play Roblox. And what do you play, like, all the time?
Mostly obbies, but I'll play Bloxburg sometimes.
Yeah, I love Bloxburg. It does cost 25. It does cost 25 Robux. Yeah, I know it costs money, but it's really fun. Sometimes it can be glitchy. If you have an older computer or an older phone, it's not going to work as well because it's, like, slow. And the game is really, like, they're in the beginning it says, like, there might be, like, bugs in the game. I'm like, oh, gosh. And bugs are technically, like, what are the, like, how would you explain bugs? Like, viruses. Yeah, the viruses in the game that are going to bug you. Okay. So, yeah.
Next, we'll talk about Among Us.
Yeah, so Among Us is a game that you can have your favorite color as your character. You can
There's 12 colors.
Yeah,
and I don't think Among Us is super duper addicting, but it's one of the games that like everyone plays now.
Yeah,
it's literally really early.
Yeah, it's literally 9:21 in the morning on a Friday. So, we sometimes we play Among Us in real life, but if I
it's fun.
Yeah, it's much fun and much funner.
It's
very fun in real life. Because,
like, in Among Us, it's like, if you don't kill the imposter, sometimes you just leave it.
Yeah,
like,
it's boring.
And, like, if you play a game, and then you, like, lose, you want to play again, and then you want to try to win, and there's, like, things you have to, like, want to meet.
Yeah.
But Among Us in real life is way funner, way more fun.
Very fun.
Yeah.
We don't know how to talk. Sorry, we don't have words right now. We're very tired. So the next one we're talking about is Animal Crossing, and she doesn't play it, so I'm just going to get into it. So Animal Crossing is a very fun game where you can have your character, you can have different hairstyles, you can have makeup on, well, blush, I guess. And hopefully they do come out with makeup now that I think of it. So I love it because you can have villagers that are all cute kinds, and they're very cute, and they're very, very, very cute. Anyways, my favorite villager is Judy and Raymond, and I actually have Raymond, but I don't have Judy. I don't know why I'm talking about this. I'm supposed to be saying why it's not, or why it is addicting. So Animal Crossing is addicting because you just play it for hours and it never stops, literally. Unless you hit minus and then the save and ends. You know. Anyways, so Animal Crossing is very fun. If you don't play it, I would definitely recommend...
But you need a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, if you don't have a Nintendo Switch or Animal Crossing, you can play Animal Crossing's Pocket Camp on your phone. It's not
as clear.
No, it's not the same much, but it's not as clear as the real Animal Crossing game is, New Horizons. New Horizons is the best of all. Pocket Camp's okay. It's okay. It's very blurry. It's old. It's from, like, 2015. But it's okay if you don't have a Switch. So... yeah, I love Animal Crossings, and how it's addicting is because I play it for 325 hours, not in a day, like different months and stuff. Like every day I play it for like an hour, and that's how I have 325 hours and counting. So
Yeah, that's, I just think it's really addicting. And if you're going to play Animal Crossing in Roblox, the most addicting, and you should really set a timer for a half an hour or an hour, because you'll just get sucked into it. You're either building on Animal Crossings or you're jumping around in obbies.
Because you shouldn't play 24 hours, 23, 22, yeah. 21, 20, 19, 18, 17,
yeah,
16, 15,
you don't
want to
play
14,
that
13,
much.
12, 11, 10, 9, 8, yeah. 7, 6, so, 5, 4, 3, 2. 2 is okay. But 2 is still a lot.
Yeah. So you just don't want to play it that much.
And there's like, it's bad for your eyes to be on screens all
yeah.
the time. So it's better for like your
mm-hmm.
brain.
And instead of playing all those video games we just talked about,
you
can
swim. Right.
Walk, go on a walk, ride
bikes,
play
board
games. They're better for your eyes, better
and,
for your health.
Yeah, and like we talked about earlier, like you couldn't use a timer.
Yeah, literally use a timer. And we're probably going to stop the podcast now.
No, soon. But like, because we still
yeah.
have one more topic to talk about.
Yeah.
Which is important to get exercise and get sunshine because it's good for your body.
Yeah.
And not good for your body.
Just don't try not to get burned.
So yeah.
Put sunscreen on. And go sit by a pool or something.
That was our Teen Tween Girls podcast for the day. So
thanks for watching.
Bye.
Listening. Bye.